And there may be a day when the U.S. government uses a 3D printer to make the tools it needs to operate in space. That same technology could also be used to make sophisticated bombs and weapons, or allow rogue regimes to avoid international sanctions. That's one of the conclusions in a new paper published by RAND, and we're joined now by one of its authors, Associate Economist Troy Smith. Troy, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. It's nice to be here.
This technology has been around for, you know, quite a few years now. Why did you and your colleagues think that it was time to take a fresh look at some of these security concerns?
That's a great question. Yeah, it really got developed in the 1980s. The difference is now that a lot of the patents have expired. And so what the technology has been able to do and how it's being used is expanding like it hasn't in the past.
And we've been hearing about some of these possible threats for years, ever since the technology got started. For instance, guns and weapons. Put that into context. Is that a real threat?
Yeah. So guns are already fairly cheap and readily available in places like the United States. So we don't think that guns, at least in the United States, is a very big threat. However, other types of weapons, so if we're thinking of things like attack drones or bioterrorism weapons or explosives, those could be more problematic in the United States. The other thing that changes with this technology is you no longer have point-of-sale restrictions. Those are just not effective anymore.
Right. So there's no background check, for instance. If somebody prints a gun, nobody knows the gun even exists.
Exactly. And so people that we might not want to have these weapons will be able to get access to them. So that will change. One other thing that might be different is, you know, right now, if you go into a secure building, you can't take a weapon with you. Whereas once this technology advances, all you need is a digital blueprint and access to a printer, and you could have a gun in a place like an airport or a secure government facility. The technology is not there yet, but it could be pretty quickly.
Well, we're looking at this report from 2016. The TSA found a printed gun in a carry-on bag at the airport in Reno, Nevada. So it's not all hypothetical at this point.
That's right. Yeah. So, and that gun was printed out of plastic, and according to the maker, couldn't be fired. But yes, these things are coming up already.
All right. So tell us what else you're worried about. One concern you have is that hackers could sabotage industrial printers and alter the designs of products, design them to actually fail.
Yeah, that's right. So this technology is being used for things like airplane parts and other, you know, things that we really depend on to be made well. So a team actually from Johns Hopkins in June 2016, they hacked into the computer, changed a little design on a propeller for a drone. It was undetectable. The drone flew for about a minute and 43 seconds before the propeller shattered and the drone kind of fell to the ground. So that's the kind of thing that we would be worried about in the ability to insert these flaws into these mechanical products.
So tiny, you wouldn't even notice until it was too late.
That's right. Yeah, now we have the ability for digital to become physical, and so little design flaws can make a big difference in critical parts.
Well, you point out also that it's not just people who might abuse this technology. Countries might be able to do it. Now, this is fascinating. You say a country like North Korea could print parts for a nuclear weapon to get around international sanctions, for example. Now, it's, of course, very timely as we talk about President Trump going to meet with the North Korean leader. But you're saying that countries could get around sanctions by printing the things they can't get shipped in otherwise.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, so a good example is Iran, which is also pretty timely right now. So in January 2017, they had a delivery of an Airbus A321, Iran's first new Western-made aircraft in several decades. So Iran Air has traditionally been pretty unreliable. Some of the passengers even referred to it in terms of flying coffins because they couldn't get these parts from the West because of sanctions. So with 3D printing, now you can print these parts, obsolescent parts or parts that you can't get elsewhere, and potentially get around these sanction regimes, which means that the United States and other Western powers will have much less control in these areas.
We've been talking about the downsides of this technology, but look, there are also huge benefits. I'm thinking in manufacturing, in healthcare. I mean, do you think that the technology is a net gain despite these risks?
Definitely. We definitely think that it's a net positive, and that's one of the things that we're kind of worried about. We wanted to start this conversation of potential security risks so that we could start thinking about them now and address them so that we can get to the positive benefits of the technology. But one thing that we're worried about is if there's a danger in overreacting, overregulating, and smothering what could be a new era of innovation.
Yeah, I mean, because some of these threats that you're talking about are kind of scary. You could see people reacting to them. But how do we keep ourselves safe from some of the things you're talking about?
Yeah, that's a great question, and an area where we think that we need a lot more research. You could do controls on kind of printing materials. You could do registration of printers. You could build digital signatures into the items that are printed. So at least you could attribute it to the source when it, once it has been printed. There's also, in terms of the flaws, there's a team that they actually create an algorithm to listen to the printers as they're printing to see whether any flaws were being printed into the products that they were printing. So that's a potential promising area of research as well.
Wow. You're saying a minuscule difference in the sound of the printer could be picked up and then give a clue that it might have been hacked.
Yeah, that's what a team from Rutgers and Georgia Tech, that's actually what they found in their research.
That's Troy Smith, an associate economist at RAND and the co-author of a new paper on some of the growing security concerns around 3D printing. Troy, thank you.
Thank you.